Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On The Sofa. But before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On The Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome to On The Sofa with Colson, Jack and Ben. Coming up on today's episode...
What are retro sweets? What the fuck are they?
Babe, it's fucking pick and mix, Ben.
Did you just call me babe?
I think I did.
You did.
I think I did.
Like I'm your girlfriend.
In part two of this week's episode, we're talking all things Gavin and Stacey. Yes, the classic, the best British sitcom of all time, Gavin and Stacey. But first, lads, as always on the sofa, let's take a seat and let's talk about what we have been up to this week. Now, Jack,
Yeah. Can
you see us?
Yes, I can, but we're on the Zoom, aren't we, today? We're not in studio.
Got Star next to me.
Jack, last week you had been to the opticians.
Oh, I did,
and
yeah.
You were having migraines, and you said they made you go back because you couldn't drive home.
Yes.
Have you been back?
Just to recap, I went to go and see if I needed eye laser surgery because I had my eyes lasered 15 years ago. I can feel them like deteriorating a little bit. So I went to go and have a check, and they couldn't put the liquid in my eyes because I drove to the thing, and you can't drive for like a few hours after. So they said, come back another day. That day has been, and I've gone, right? So I get a taxi there, Trafford Centre.
It's in the Trafford Centre?
It's in the Trafford Centre, yeah. That's where
your
I had it
done. Eyesight test in the Trafford Centre?
What is it? Specsavers or something?
Optical Express, I think they're called.
Vision Express? No?
No, because I went there first. No.
That's a good test, isn't it?
Yeah.
So your eyes don't work, it's Optical Express.
Yeah.
To be fair, I remember back in the day when we used to have to pick up my dad's contact lenses and we used to have to go to the White Rose to pick it up.
What, a pub?
No, it's a shopping centre.
To be fair, someone who doesn't know Leeds, that is fair enough.
It does sound like a pub.
The White Rose.
I've got to get my contacts where from the pub, the White Rose. Oh, yeah, I know, at the back, in the smoke. Yeah. I'm going to get my prescription and my contact lenses.
What have you got in Newcastle? Is it the Metro yours is called?
The Metro.
Which is a shit
Metro
name.
Centre.
That's a shit name.
That's a bus station.
That's
a bus station. I agree with Jack. The White Rose is a better name.
It used to be
name.
The biggest shopping mall in Europe, that.
Did it?
The Metro Centre. Yeah.
For how long? A week?
Well, I don't know. They probably made it up in the first place. I would.
Blue
I
mean, plaque
who's gonna,
outside.
Who's going to measure it? Biggest shopping mall outside of America. You'd never know, would you?
Someone on that street behind me, Jack, where you park, they've got a blue plaque on their house.
Somebody must have been born there.
Or it's an Etsy. This is what I were thinking.
You can look them up.
Can you? How do you do it?
I imagine it's the internet.
Yeah, I don't know. Just go on the internet and go blue plaque. There's one near me, Jane Austen.
Is that the house you live in?
That's the one they've got. They've always got a lad outside. They've got a lad outside dressed in old kind of clothing. Going, yeah. Ah, come to the Jane Austen Museum.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
No, oh yay, what do they do with that bell?
That's it,
come in Father Christmas. And then when you're a local, you're like, oh right, mate, God. yeah, tired, cold today. It's cold in Jane Austen's land. Anyway, you've gone
so
to
I go back
for your eyes.
I sit down and they go, right, okay, we can do the full tests and everything today.
Let's go.
Got the taxi here. I went, yeah, I'm in. They went, right, great. They went, what's been happening? I said, I've been getting migraines. I get them quite frequently, but they've become more frequent now. And I remembered before I had my eyes lasered, I used to get them like this bad. And I can feel my eyes going at night a little bit. Like I'm almost like, not struggling to see, but I can feel it. And he's like, right, not to worry. We'll do the tests, do all the tests.
Did he say, what's your screen time? And you went, on my phone about 3 hours, but on Football Manager, 14.
No, they don't. They don't ask what your screen time is.
That could be it, Jack. It could be the fact you're playing too much on your laptop.
No. Anyway, so they put your head in that little clamp thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
They go, rest your chin on here type thing, yeah. Look straight ahead. You'll see a hot air balloon down the road and it's going to come into focus. Have you had that one, yeah? That. Remember? Yeah, I've had that one. Shit, that one. They've been doing that one for years. I remember that one.
They need a new picture.
They do. Anyhow. Is it in focus? Is it out of focus? Blah, blah, blah. Pass that one, yeah? And then they say, right, we're going to do the air pressure, you know, in your eyes. And yeah. I fucking hate that one.
What's that?
Basically.
Test the amount of pressure in your
eye. You put your eye in this gun, basically. And then they just go, after a few seconds, just like air.
It's the one I told you when they did it to me and he said, oh, can you come back at lunchtime? Your readings are so high.
Oh, and you were dead panicked for that, and he'd made a mistake, hadn't he, Osmit?
Well, no, my eye's dead thick, so it bounced back like it rapid. Anyway, you always blink.
Oh yeah, of course you do.
They get a bit annoyed.
Yeah, of course you
do. Keep your eye open.
Keep your eye open. Keep your eye open. I need three bursts in each eye. I'm like, I bet you do, don't we all?
I bet you do. No chance. No chance, son. No chance. Because it's a physical response. Yeah. You blow in my eye, I close it. That's how it works in wind and rain. That's how. And then they go, just keep it open. But when it hits, it's a shock, isn't it?
Yeah.
It hits you around, you go, bam!
Pain in the ass. Anyway, they went, okay, great, fine.
Pass.
Next. They went, this one's new.
Oh.
This one, we're going to check your peripheral vision and see if you've got any, like, blind spots. And I'm like, now I might have.
The lights at the side, that's not new.
No, but when I get migraines, I go blind in certain areas, don't I?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So they went, we're going to give you this clicker in your hand and you're going to put your head in like this dome.
And you click when you see the light.
You click when a light flashes anywhere in your peripheral vision.
Yeah.
So they go, on your marks, get set, go. So I'm like clicking like nobody's business. Like I can see these lights coming at me from everywhere. Mm. Yeah. Then as soon as that finished, I must have been in there for about 2-3 minutes. And he goes, right, okay, good. He went, I'm pleased to say you got every single one of them right.
Get in.
And he went, right, now, onto the big one, the big final number. It's old school, but it works. It's the one that you see in the films.
I'm going to punch you and see if you can do it.
Reading the number plates.
It's reading the fucking, number you know, plates. The... Can you read the top line?
Yeah. They normally do that first.
Oh, no, this is last. They save the best till last.
It's old school, but it works.
Yeah, they bring out the OG at the end. It's the one that...
It's old school, but it works, but it's essential.
But it's the
XMZT.
It's the one that everybody wants.
You do all the old, like, the new scientific stuff, all the fun stuff, and then ultimately it comes down to, can you read a number plate from 5 meters away?
Yeah. So he says, right, what line can you read? What's, like, the, you know... And I went, oh, probably, like... Can't read the last two. Maybe like the third up from the bottom. He went, yep, have a go. So I'm like reading it. MFQ37 or something. He went, right, yeah. He goes, I'm going to hold this thing in front of you, then I'm going to move it and take it away, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. He went, which line? I'm like, yeah, the third one again, probably. I'll struggle, but I'll have a go. He went, yep, give it a go. Gave it a go. B, Q, whatever. And then he went, right, yeah, you passed all them. You got all them correct. I'm like, oh. He went, just a second, just going to look at what your prescription is and everything. And he went, ah, yeah, okay. So in one eye, in your right eye, I think it is, you're 0.0. And in your other eye, you're 0.25. And I'm like, what's that mean? He says, well, it goes up in increments of 25, 0.25, 0.50, 0.75, so on, so on.
Yeah.
You're 0.0 in one and 0.25 in the other.
So is that really good?
He says, most people are plus four. So he says, you've got the best vision humanly possible. He said, I went, really? I went, am I 20/20? And he went, no, 2020, you're not 2020, you're 2010. He says, what's that mean? What's it mean, the 2020? He says, basically, if you stand at 20 feet, you will be able to see what people stood at 10 feet can see.
Superhuman.
Doesn't explain why you went there.
No. I said, well, I feel like a bellend now. He said, why? And he went, because I've come in to ask for laser eye surgery because I can feel my eyes getting worse. And you've just told me it's the best possible visions humans can have. And I went, what about those other lines? I could only read the top, you know, the three up from the bottom. He went, no one can read those other two. It's bullshit. It's all smoke and mirrors. He says you can't read that far.
I read the second from bottom. Just made it.
Yeah.
So you know nothing, do you?
No. Oh, he says no, you're
there's
fine.
There's something going on.
I mean, who goes to an optician's these days and comes out with no glasses? They usually always try and sell you some shit. He went, I can't. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with your eyes.
Ben had his new glasses on when he came into the Zoom earlier and Jack slated him.
I sat on my reading ones because I had an eye test. He said, oh, we could just go up on the reading. They're from Italy. he did the test. So it was a few tests he did. He had loads in the book. Loads. Took a photo of my eye.
Yeah.
Took a photo of the back of my eye. Yeah. Brilliant. I was like, oh, this is great. Then did you have the red crosses?
Oh, God, you wanted on, would you?
And he went, yeah, yeah. Do you see any lights? I went, yeah, fine. He said, it's fine. But when he asked, I thought, is that a trick question? But he said, there's loads you can find out from an eye test. Yeah. Loads.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They could see all the scarring on my eyes from when I had laser surgery and stuff, he said, yeah.
So the point of the whole story, yes. This two podcast story is, my eyes
amazing.
Are fine.
Amazing, are fine. Not fine. Perfect. It's superhuman, then, is the words he used.
And I Googled it, and 2010 is the best vision you can have.
Okay, switch the lights off. Can you see then? Right, there we go.
We're going to test this now. And if you ever say, I can't see it, me and Ben are going to be like, well, you've got the best vision in the world.
So what are you seeing that's wrong with your eyes?
Oh, fuck. I think probably they were 0.0 in both, and maybe one is now 0.25.
Can you see through
walls? And I've probably just noticed it. Probably.
They were 0.0. They were ultra perfect. Ultra,
yeah.
And now
Superman.
They're slightly perfect.
But 15 years and it's that. So that's good.
What a relief.
I can kind of relate a bit of an eye story if you want it.
Oh, here we go.
I've gone on a bike ride, yeah, on Saturday.
I saw this. It looks fucking amazing. Well, listen to this, Ben.
I've gone on a bike ride on Saturday, Ben. Just set off nice and steady. And my big debate was, do I wear shorts or do I wear trousers?
And a vest.
It's November. I can get away with it. Let's go shorts, yeah? I'll keep my legs moving. I got covered in mud, Ben. Covered. To the point where I got mud in my eye. I got mud in my eye. I had to stop.
Do you not have any mud guards on?
Well, I don't think I do, because mine's a gravel bike. My shoes are fucked. They're still wet now.
I thought someone had gone past you in a car.
Ben's just loading up the picture.
Is it Coulson J. Smith?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a selfie. You've given it... Have you done legs and face? You've still got the marshmallows on. Do you recycle in those?
No. That's mud, that, isn't it, Ben? That's a lot of mud.
That's a lot of mud. It was a big puddle. A frightened emoji, water emoji, bike emoji, strong emoji game. 37 comments.
When I set off, I was thinking...
I love that though. It makes me laugh. 37 comments. 4 days ago.
When I set off, I was thinking, just avoid the puddles, avoid... And you do avoid the puddles. And then you get in that one that you can't avoid, don't you? And then
you do.
You're wet and you're muddy. And it's like, well, that's that now. That's that.
You're soaked.
Yeah.
Bike ride, eye test.
I went to the theatre last night.
Oh, you did?
Ah. What did you say? Who'd you go with?
I went with my mum.
What did you eat?
I was like, let's get a tub of retro sweets. Let's get a water and we'll go and sit in.
They're good, them retro sweets.
But what are retro sweets? What the fuck are they?
Babe, it's fucking pick and mix, Ben.
Did you just call me babe?
I think I did.
You did.
I think I did.
Like, like I'm your girlfriend. Babe. Do you know what? No one's called me that. And now you have. It makes utter sense.
Babe.
I'm changing my name on the Corrie credits to Babe Price. Babe. I like it. Babe. So, hold on. Hold on. Are they marketed as retro sweets, but they're just sweets?
In the Everyman, they are called retro sweets, aren't they, Jack?
I think, yeah. But they're not. It's just pick and mix.
At the theatre, I don't know what they're called, but because I only paid for them, Jack, I know how much they are. We were trying to work this out. £5.40.
Good hell, yeah. But you do get a good lot. A good
yeah,
lot.
You get. It's a good, I mean, you'd be happy, Ben. It's a good little selection.
Oh, that's good. Great. Share with your mum or what packet each?
Share with my mum. And at the interval, I said to my mum, you're going to have to take these because I can't possibly eat any more. And then did that like last handful thing where you take like just six before you pass it over.
What did you see? Hamilton?
We watched Hamilton, yeah.
Good.
First time?
First time I've seen it. I listened to it before because Shanique told me to listen to it. She was like, it's quick. You don't want to go in unknown. So I listened to it in the day, in the gym, to kind of work it out. And I'm so glad I did. Because it's fast, isn't it, Jack?
Yeah.
What do you mean? The story's fast?
No, it's just the music. I mean, it's a little bit rappy, a little bit.
Well, it is rap. So it's all a musical, but there's almost no singing, but it's all singing. It's all like spoken word rap.
Got you.
There's no break. It's constant, song after song after song, and it's all in rap. And it moves the story quite quickly, and there's so many gags and it's so cleverly written, but you kind of have to, you have to concentrate and you have to be switched on, otherwise you miss it. But yeah, I mean, you can see why people absolutely love it.
Are there any names in it, or is it just a cast? It's not sold on names.
I don't think it is. I don't think you could have a name in it, Ben.
Okay.
I think it'd be really bloody hard to pull off.
Yeah.
Basically, Ben, it's about Alexander Hamilton, who was one of the founding fathers of America. And he created the banks, he created Wall Street. And it's basically about how he started in his life and how he ended up getting killed, sort of thing. So it's just left the West End and the first place it's come is Manchester.
It's a 3-month tour, isn't it?
And it's the cast from the West End. And it's basically, it's at the Palace.
Would you fancy doing it, Coles? Fancy getting up there? Fancy a musical?
Not a chance could I pull that off. The only one I could pull off, I could do Elder Cunningham in Book of Mormons. I could do that, Jack.
Oklahoma.
I could do the narrator in Blood Brothers.
Mr. Mistopheles.
Mr. Mistopheles.
What could you do? What could you pull
any
off?
Any of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Absolutely. Well, we know you can't do Chicago.
Jean Valjean? Easy.
Yeah, Phantom, Ben would be good, Jean Valjean. And he'd be good as Phantom.
Yep.
Sing for me, Christine.
Empty chairs and entertainers. Awful. We've sold no tickets, Ben. That is one of the worst tours we've ever had. I'd be terrible.
You'd be a good narrator in Blood Brothers.
Do you know what I would always fancy doing is being the narrator in Rocky Horror? I think that would be a laugh.
Yeah, that's a good role.
I think Rocky Horror is a brilliant musical. Absolutely brilliant. But you need to be able to sing. And unfortunately, I can't.
I'd be the tramp. Stroke Jesus Christ in Whistle Down the Wind.
That's gone over my head.
It's not even a musical.
Yeah. It's like two.
Yeah, it is.
I think Ben would be a decent Child Snatcher in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
That's good. Child Snatcher's brilliant.
You'd be good.
Very good. When you go to the theatre with your mum, who pays?
I paid for the suite.
You got the tickets for free.
The drinks were free as well. We got drinks tokens, ooh, didn't use them all.
I tell you what, it's quite good that getting a free ticket to Hamilton. That's quite good.
I mean, we're very lucky with the press nights. And I know this one was like so oversubscribed.
Oh, it would be. It's a big show.
It was actually, the person I have to thank is Alice and Claire, because Alice and Claire sent me a text saying, do you want to go? Can get you tickets. Brilliant. So thank you, Ali. Speaking of Alice and Claire, none of you been to the cinema yet, have you?
My daughter's seen it.
Has she? So Ali, who is our head of press at Corrie, loves this podcast. Her nephew is the lead in the new Hunger Games. So I'm yet to see it. Booked the other day, and I watched Dream Scenario.
What's Dream Scenario?
The Nick Cage one.
Oh, A24.
Yeah.
It looks interesting. Is it any good?
No.
No. There we go. Pie pie. Good concept, and then it's not very good.
And I'm going to do Hunger Games either tomorrow or Friday.
I want to do that Norwegian one. That looks good, where her husband dies. He falls off the roof and he's dead. And she gets arrested for his murder, and it's the whole trial. Whereas that she's pushed him off the roof. It just won the... that.
Al saw it.
Yeah. Palme d'Or already. One.
Did she like it?
Palme d'Or, that's it. Anatomy of a Murder or
something.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, she saw
it. Is that any good?
No.
Oh.
Well, all right. Not as what the trailer was, if you know what I mean. The concept's great, but they didn't come out buzzing. Oh. They didn't come out going, oh, wow.
Oh, because I've got tickets for that, for the Everyman.
Oh, well, it's great.
Cheers, babe.
My dad texts me just a print screen, no context to it, just of his seat reservation for Die Hard on Christmas Eve, which I think was kind of a...
Good on your dad.
But I don't know if it was a book the seat next to me or...
Well, yeah, I'd go with your dad.
Assuming that's what it was.
Wish my dad booked a seat for a cinema for me. Yeah. So come on, son.
He's got the same card as me, Annie, so he obviously... I think that was his theory.
I think that's very nice. Come and sit next to me, son. We'll get some sweets and watch Die Hard.
Shall we take a quick break and come back in part two and talk about Gavin and Stacey?
Yep.
And make sure you come back in part two to find out what is going on in this clip here. Because there was only ever two series, wasn't there?
Three.
I think there's two, Jack.
Keep, if this is wrong, keep it in, Henry. Because this is... I grew up in my generation. This is...
There is three.
Oh, that's painful. Keep that in.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to part two of On the Sofa with Coulson, Jack and Ben. But Ben who is the burning question for part two?
Ben's coaches.
Who's Ben coaches?
Dave's He's coaches.
Do you think I'd be good with a coach company?
Where would you drive? Where would be your route? Would you go from Bath or Manchester?
Newcastle or London. One road.
What's that bus you can get on for a quid if you book far enough in advance?
The magic bus. There used to be a magic bus. Did I ever tell you I went on holiday with the lads to Salou on a coach?
Yeah.
Awful. Didn't catch on.
It's like 5 days there.
Yeah.
2 days in the sun, 5 days back.
5 days there, an hour and a half by the pool, 7 days back because of the wind.
I went on a ferry once to Amsterdam and it was awful.
Ooh.
We were on the ferry for like 12 hours. We were in Amsterdam for like 3 hours and then we were back on the ferry and I was like, what is the purpose of this?
Unless you're taking a car. I remember going on a ferry and it was really, really rough and everyone was puking. And my dad doesn't get seasick and all he did to me was go up and down. Up and down. That's what he did. He thought it was hilarious.
My dad used, you know, like if we were ever on a road trip as a family and he'd be like, can we stop at the next services? I need a wee. Like my dad and my sister would literally go psst, like that, or dip, drip, drop, drip, drip, for like literally the next hour of the trip.
When I was a kid, we never got to a service station. There were always, oh, we just missed one.
Constantly.
And I realised we hadn't.
It was the plan.
Just lied so we'd get on. Oh, we just missed one. In 30 miles.
Yeah.
Today, we're talking about our second TV series that we've ever done on the Sofa. And this week, it is a turn of Gavin and Stacey. It's been picked by you guys, our audience, our listeners. And we welcome one of you onto the podcast to give us your synopsis of Gavin and Stacey. And this week, boys, we are welcoming on Ellie Bird, who is from Port Talbot in South Wales. So she obviously got, she's got the Gavin and Stacey link there.
It's close to home for a
home fixture.
What, for anyone who doesn't know Wales? Is that what you were saying?
No, it's close to, it's obviously close to home, isn't it? Because it's sort of like, it's about Wales, isn't it?
It is. Ellie is a big fan of the show and...
Jesus Christ. Having to explain that.
Anyway, Ellie, she is a massive fan of the podcast and she is also a huge fan of Gavin and Stacey. And let's welcome her on and get her synopsis for the best British sitcom of all time, Gavin and Stacey.
Hiya, Gavin and Stacey is a comedy series written by Ruth Jones and James Corden. Gavin and Stacey start a romance by speaking over the phone through work. Gavin is from Billericay in Essex and Stacey is from Barry in South Wales. The series basically follows their relationship and also their families coming together.
That's it. Done.
Done. Very good.
Short and sweet. Teed it up. Did you watch this when it first came out?
No.
No. Have you ever watched it?
No. First time I watched it was... the episode
you've just watched for this show,
series one, episode one. We watched that. That's what I've watched.
Ben, what about you?
I have seen it a bit.
I'm not the biggest Corden fan, so I think that's why I was probably put. It's his humour. I've never really laughed at his humour.
I grew up on Gavin and Stacey. Like, I absolutely love it. I completely get what you're saying about Corden.
I think she's very good.
Do you?
Mm. Yeah.
Who? Ruth Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a split now, isn't it, of the whole James Corden thing of some people love him, some people hate him. Obviously, he went and did what he did in America. Yeah. He's come back. He's kind of, you know, he's a highly successful writer, actor, presenter. Everything he's done, he's done very well at. I think he completely divides opinion. But in terms of Gavin and Stacey, this was one of the shows that as a child I kind of grew up with and my generation kind of did too. So like some of my friends quote, like you always go back and forward.
Yeah.
So yeah, so obviously I'm very heavy on this whole series. I have watched it. I watched it when it first came out. I reckon I must have watched it in order. And now it's the sort of thing that you can just kind of pick up and watch clips of.
I think it's always interesting to see a first ep of something.
I think, how did that become what it became?
No, I can see why it became what it became, because I think it's well written. But they're very conscious it's nothing. If you watch that first ep, it's not Gavin and Stacey as you know it.
No,
now.
Yeah.
It's Gavin and Stacey, a show about two people who haven't met, meeting, yeah, shagging in a hotel room and going home. That's really what it is. But...
yeah.
I think it's really well written. I think actually you need, I'm a bit like you, Jack, but I do think you need Ruth Jones and Corden giving that energy, because the other two play it very straight and they're very, very good. Yeah. But it's interesting to see they're not one of something and then maybe series three of something when it is a success and how that changes.
And you kind of skirt through so many characters in that episode one that you later in the series grow to love, sort of thing. Like
Dryden's good.
And he's hardly in episode one, but he's one of the biggest characters throughout the series.
Yeah, he makes me laugh. Yeah. He was very, very funny.
Larry Lamb, like, yeah. They're all...
Alison Steadman.
As a character-written sitcom and show, I don't think they really fail on any of the characters, which I think is probably a compliment to Ruth and James. Like, I think every single character hits the nail on the head. And it's created so many iconic scenes and clips. And obviously, have you ought to have seen the Christmas specials, will you?
Yeah, did they do a Christmas special for each series?
They've done two Christmas specials. And then obviously, they did like was it a 10-year anniversary recently?
What was that like? Shit.
Good. Because they've always called for... Because there was only ever two series, wasn't there?
Three.
I think there's two, Jack.
Ooh, if this is wrong, keep it in, Henry. Because this is... I grew up in my generation. This is... How many are there?
There is three.
Oh, that's painful. Keep that in. Because that's painful. This is something I've grown up with. Something I've loved. I can say all the scenes. We go back and forth with my mates. Just two. Series three. Lost a whole 12 eps.
I've only seen series one and three.
And there were only two. There were only four episodes. What a shame! Bit like Fawlty Towers. There were only 12.
You will keep that in as well, won't you?
You've got to keep it. You've got to keep
it. So there's been three series, and then there's been.
So now, anything you say about it, we won't believe.
There's been a like 10 years on kind of show. As well.
I think they worked together, didn't they, on something? Is it Ruth and James? And they come up with an idea about somebody going on a date with someone from like the opposite sides of the country, having never met, and only speaking on the phone, and then getting married and families coming together. And they had the idea of the wedding, I think. I think does it end on a wedding?
End of series three, someone else's wedding. I can remember series three now.
All right, okay. Well, they really liked the idea when they was pitching it to the BBC. The BBC really liked the idea of them meeting for the first time, having just sort of like had these phone calls.
Yep.
Then the mates getting involved and the mum and dad getting involved.
Yep.
They said, write six eps and come back to us. So they did, and that's how they sort of came up with the series one.
I really liked the way it was written. I really liked it.
Have you seen it all, Ben, or not?
No.
It's a little bit like a British When Harry Met Sally, isn't it?
It is, but it's also got, you know, what's so great about it is there's a kind of slight innocence to it all in that those two leads are just so sort of innocent and in love, aren't they? And then you've got everyone around them who's kind of off the fucking wall. So it's very, it has very, very distinct voices. I think they did a very good... I'd be interested to see the end ep of season three to see how it stacks up and whether everyone's gone, it's a massive hit now. Because you tend to find things that aren't as funny.
There's a scene, you probably have seen it on like clips of stuff, of them doing Islands in the Stream on karaoke for one of the Christmas specials. And in that, you can kind of tell it's Rob Brydon and Ruth Jones, and you can kind of tell that they're there just going, we can't fail. Like, we've made something that is just so, so good. And it's all on the characters, Ben, because there's so much in it. And it's like, I think the bit that I like is how true it is. Like, obviously, you've got the Essex family, and they, you know, they always go to the same restaurant, the same takeaway, and in what, you know, how everyone's setting their own different routines in their own place and how these families merge.
No mobiles. Isn't that mad? Doesn't seem that long ago.
They're all smoking in the pub.
On the bus.
Yeah.
Can we smoke on the bus? Yeah. No mobiles. It's not that long ago. So a whole bit of story is... you would struggle to be able to write it now because you would have FaceTimed.
Yeah.
For all that time, or Zoom.
I think Ruth Jones and James Corden met on Fat Friends, Jack.
That's the one. Yes, they did.
Yes.
And they're obviously incredibly... Like, I mean, Ruth Jones everyone knows is incredibly talented because of the like her CV. And obviously Corden, even if you hate him, you can only see what he's gone and done.
I think hate's a strong word.
It's everything he's touched has turned to gold, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, he's very successful.
There's an iconic scene, I think it is in series one, of Smithy ordering a takeaway, yeah? You must have seen this. Like, lamb boon, a chicken boon. Have you seen that?
I love the way you say it, Coulson.
You must have seen.
He's only seen episode one, series one.
I can't believe
it. I've only seen bits. You must have seen.
Well, anyway, all I want to know
is Dorothy clicks her shoes together.
All I want to know
is you must have seen it.
When you've got people round, yeah? And this is the etiquette that's discussed in Gavin and Stacey, okay, Ben? So, picture this, yeah? You've had all the work done on the house. You invite me and Jack down to Bath. Yeah,
well,
we're there. Yeah, you know.
I think I'd invite you to a services half.
Jack's brought Hanny. I've brought my mum. we're all in Bath for like a nice little. We're having a meal. You know, you've got everyone there. Few people over. We're at your house, and I go, Ben, what are we eating? And you go, oh, I just thought we'd just phone a takeaway. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your etiquette here?
This is your question.
No, I just want to know what your etiquette is. Are you happy to share? Are you happy for people to order their own things? What takeaway would you order? If you're hosting us at your house, how would it be?
You wouldn't get a takeaway. You'd have food.
Oh, fuck off. Play the game.
Yeah,
what takeaway
thank
are we
you.
Getting?
Fuck off. Burger. You have your own.
What is it? A Leon's?
I don't know because we don't do takeaways in the same way you
what
do.
What do you mean you don't do
you've
takeaways?
Never had an Indian. Are you telling me you've never rang for an Indian?
No.
You lied.
I've been for an Indian with you.
Up there.
We were filming in Bradford.
You could make a fortune down here. No, everyone cooks. So what's your etiquette?
Well, no, you've ruined my question.
I haven't ruined it. I've honestly said I can't fucking
you go
turn
on
around to you and go...
You go on Just Eat.
Burger. The kids will only eat burger.
Burger.
Burger or we go out sushi.
So if we're having a dinner party at your house...
Sushi. What sushi do you want? California roll time 10.
Dragon roll.
Dragon roll, I'm not eating,
it.
Am I?
You get sashimi, you get sushi.
You like sushi.
I don't like sushi.
You do.
Tough shit.
It's you cold, like Jack. It. It's cold.
You've eaten cold food before, though.
No,
Carlton.
Cold fish in it.
Yeah.
No, I don't eat that shit.
No, I do. So that's what you're getting. So that's your choice. Your mum's eating it and you're not. I've saved some money.
Fine.
So if we go round to yours, yeah. We've taken the journey to yours, because this is much more of a Coulson question than a Ben question. What are you offering people? Takeaway wise,
I can do anything.
Absolute bollocks.
No, I can't.
You're looking me in the face, and I'm telling you right now, you've opened your mouth and said a load of bollocks. We've never been anywhere to eat where you haven't suggested.
We could do Indian, we could do Chinese.
So hold on, Coulson. We know for an absolute fact it's not an open offer. So what are you ordering for us?
If it's Indian. So let's do this.
We've come
to mine and we're having an Indian, yeah? Like they're doing Gavin and Stacey, okay?
That's better. He orders that and Gavin and Stacey. What are you ordering?
I'm going chicken tikka korma.
That doesn't exist.
It does.
That's no, a sweet don't. Shop.
Or if they'll do it for me, like a creamy garlic masala, if they'll do
it's
it for
either,
me.
It's either chicken tikka
no,
or it's chicken
tikka korma does exist.
Fucking hell.
Peel of rice.
Peel of rice.
A cheese naan.
Oh, what?
And a side what? Order of camel.
And a chicken chat to start. A chicken chat to start. Go on, Jack. What's your Indian order?
Chicken madras, chapatis, and poppadoms.
Ben, passing you the phone. You don't need to order poppadoms, Jack. I've already ordered us 10.
All right. Okay.
Poppadom preach. I'd just go chicken tikka. Just bang it up, chicken tikka, bit of poppadom, bit of pickle.
I've ordered them.
You don't get any of those dishes when you go to India, you know?
No.
You don't get any of those dishes in India.
Do you not?
I went round India for a few months. No, they don't come to you and go, would you like the chicken tikka masala? No, they don't. It's not part of the thing. I like that, though, where you half went, no, I'm easy. And then when we pushed you, you went, rattled it off. So you basically ordered dishes that involve
cream,
They're sweet, aren't they?
Yeah. Chinese, should we do a round of what we do at the Chinese? and then we'll rate it.
Yeah.
Chinese, special fried rice, curry sauce, either an assorted appetizer or spring rolls. Do you want to know what Fat Coulson used to get?
What did Fat Coulson used to get?
Chicken balls.
Chicken, what are chicken balls?
Chicken balls.
Bits of,
what are they?
Bits of chicken.
I like that.
Deep fat fried into massive like balls, Ben. Massive.
Do they do them in the Chinese?
Yeah. Do you remember, Jack, that that pizza box I got from the Chinese? That's
yeah, I do too.
What are you having from the Chinese, Jack?
I got chicken with green pepper and black bean, soft noodles, quarter duck, egg fried rice, salt and pepper chips.
Fucking hell!
I can't be...
That's 40 quid?
No, no, that's not just for me. That's for, like, that's what we're getting.
I can't believe you've got the menus just stacked up, both of you.
Come on, Ben. You know what you want. Come on.
Yeah,
you
I don't. Do.
No, we do. Are you one of them who goes, let me look at the menu?
Chinese, I'm passing you the phone right now. Order.
Whatever we had when I came to Manchester.
You had the same as
Jack. I haven't had one.
You did just have the same.
I haven't had one for 15, 20 years. Unless it's like black
chicken and black bean sauce. I think that's what you had.
And then the cod, black and cod, or is that...
That's Australasia.
That's Australasia, black
and cod. Oh, is it?
God, yeah. And there's about a £200 difference.
So, let's rate it then. I can only give this one thing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
For me, it's the best British sitcom. This and Phoenix Nights are my shows.
Okay.
10?
It got better, I have to admit, as the episode went on. I did like it when they went to London. You see all the extras just... Well, they weren't extras. They were literally just the public that were just staring at the camera when they were filming in, like, the middle of Leicester Square.
I have to say as well for this...
Made me piss.
In a bit of my defence and then your defence is you, Jack, are rating the first episode where I am rating...
Yes, you know the series.
Yeah.
Well, you're only rating two series though, Coulson, and there were three.
And a Christmas special.
I can see there's a lot of potential in it, to be fair.
You're going to watch another ep?
No, I won't rush back, but I think if ever it was on, I wouldn't mind sitting through it. It wasn't a painful watch. I didn't think it would be, to be fair. Because I've never really met anybody who said, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I've only ever heard positive things about it, to be fair.
It's universally liked.
Yeah. She was my favourite. Ruth
Jones.
Is it Ruth Jones?
Nessa.
Yeah. She's very witty.
All right, Gav.
And she's very straight. I liked that. Her comedy's not slapstick. I think Stacey's parents and Gavin's parents and Smithy and I think they're a little bit slapstick. I don't quite buy into that. It's a little bit forced.
Yeah. The Essex, they stay over the top throughout the entire thing. You'll fall in love with the Welsh family and the neighbour.
Rob Brydon seems to be. He's got it.
Genuinely fall in. But then I think the idea of the Essex is that we're proper Essex. We live in our detached house. Like
they're sort of playing for the laughs though then. Whereas I think it's funnier if you don't.
Yeah.
The Atkins diet.
It did have a sort of sense of Richard Curtis about it, which I could see, which is probably a lot of the appeal to you. It did feel like a Welsh Love Actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She goes to London, they leave, they're never going to see each other again. He's there at the bus stop waiting for her.
Yeah.
But that's got a strong appeal, especially with the British public. So I'm gonna go 8.
Price?
Yeah, fine.
Fine 5.
No, I think it's just 7.
Steady.
Steady 7.
Steady, fine. It's a good watch, all fine. Would I go, it's the best sitcom I've ever seen? I don't know. I don't know whether it sitcom wise, is it as good as
a Friends?
I don't know.
Friends.
Is it a Friends? Is it a Frasier? Is
See, I missed Friends. I missed the boat on Friends and Frasier, really.
You know, is it that? It's not. Is it good? Yeah, I think I personally like more Joanna Page and Matthew Horne. I like them more.
Yeah.
I like their relationship. I really liked her. I really like that kind of essence of the story.
They fell out, didn't they? That's what ruined it.
Oh, did they?
Matthew Horne and Corden. That's the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Is they don't speak. They hate each other, apparently.
But they fell out on that.
I believe so. That's why it never came back.
The rumour mill.
And then on Life Stories, there's this clip where Piers said what happened with Matthew. And he said, you know, we were best mates. We worked together for so long. And like James, and I love him. And I always will love him. And I really want to work with him again in the future. And he will always be one of my best friends. And then Piers went, we asked Matthew if he would send you a message for this. And he said, no. And James was like, oh, that hurts a lot.
But that's not very nice. That's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a bit. And what did you think? I really liked him, thought it was fabulous. Absolutely fantastic. And we
he didn't get a message from him.
Yeah, he didn't like you. I don't think that's very... Well, I mean, look,
what would you expect from fucking Piers? Yeah.
He was obviously very young. And they, you know, that's how it moves through in life, doesn't it? People separate, you know, you have...
Yeah, you change your friends all the time.
Yeah. Jack does all the time. He's one friend. He changes all the time.
You don't have friends, Ben. Is that a 25 out of 30, I believe?
That's big. It don't deserve that. It does. Where the fuck was I going with 8?
I don't know.
Second in the leaderboard. It's worth... Boys, second. The audience will agree that...
They'll like it. Yeah. It'll make them happy.
It makes me happy as well. I'm glad you've done that. Speaking of making me happy... There are a few things that make me happy. And one of them is giving out jobs. And luckily, we get to give out plenty of jobs, don't we? Because we are the bosses of a very large, large organisation called On The Sofa Land. Now, On The Sofa Land has a Patreon. Our Patreon is our paid-for subscription platform where there's loads of bonus content. And if you sign up, you also get a job in... On The Sofa Land, or on The Sofa Land. I don't know which way around that should be. First up, there's a job that was already given out, Ben. I'm going to let you take that one away, because this was someone who... There was no internal, external interview process, was there? This person came to us. She knocked on the door. She saw Henry on reception.
Why don't you do it? You're doing it now. You...
She saw
on.
Henry on reception. She said, am I all right to talk to Ben? I want a job. I've brought my CV. What did she say, Ben?
I don't know who you're talking about.
You do.
Helen Wynn.
No, Helen Wynn didn't come with a CV. She just said, I want this job.
Yeah.
She hasn't come with a CV. She hasn't interviewed. She's just walked up and going, I've invented a job. Helen Wynn, head of competitions.
She left you a little message last week.
She's asked for it.
No, she's asked for it. She went, hey, Ben, I'm not giving you a choice here. It's Wynn. I win. I win at life. I'm head of competitions along with her. I think her husband joined as well. Helen Wynn, head of competitions. Who knows? I didn't even realise we had competitions for her to be head of it.
Yeah.
No.
What's the competition? What's she going to do? Think of a number. Can you imagine?
We got ourselves into a bit of bother, didn't we, on the sofa. It got a little bit messy, and we've worked out that we have to kind of be careful of how we go about our business.
Head of clearing up business.
No. We've had to appoint a solicitor. Just to kind of manage all the business affairs. And that solicitor is Andrew Kay.
Yeah. Oof,
one of the shittest boring jobs we've had.
Well, terrible. Listen, you say
you
that.
You only need three people.
But what does the solicitor have that goes everywhere with them when they get to like court and like trials? Barrister, yeah?
Mm.
And Andrew Kay, he's got to work alongside our barrister. They're very sneaky, this barrister. Knows lots of loopholes. And our barrister is Lorraine Cunningham.
Very good. And I'm going to go... So in the solicitor's department...
We've all just gone on one end.
We've all gone law.
Kay's solicitors is flying.
We've got a judge in there. But the judge is like above everyone else. And he's gone, do you know what? I'm the judge. What's your name, Judge? Tony.
Judge Tony.
Judge Tony, that's it. So it's Tony, Kay and Cunningham.
And the last job that we're welcoming on. Arguably, it's a big one. People might like it, people might not like it, but we've signed...
That's how it goes with jobs.
Head of the universe.
Because we got into a little bit of bother financially, we've had to sell a little bit of the land off.
What?
Just a corner.
This is news to me.
Just, didn't know just about a that. Corner. And
what?
I know.
Isn't it Jack's land?
Who told
it's swamp. You'd get nothing for
it's
that
just
swamp.
A corner that's it's nearby the road. It's right at the end of our lot. We've not even developed around it. We've had to, Jack. We've had to.
Why? With skin.
We've had to.
Because of the strikes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, a rental garage has bought it. And the person who's in charge of the Renault garage is Hannah Reynolds.
Hannah Reynolds.
Just a little Renault garage at the end of the lot on the main road.
So it's not on our land.
It's not to do with us. She's just, she bought it off
work.
Us.
She don't work for us then.
Isn't it Renault, Renault?
Yeah. So she don't work for us?
Not really.
She just opened a garage.
She just bought the land.
She gets an invite at Christmas do. Well, we see her all the time.
I'm tempted to get the lawyers onto it and get her shifted.
What? Tony K and Cunningham.
Tony K and Cunningham on the set. Hello, have you got a dispute on your land? Has a garage been opened in a place where you didn't realise? Hey, I'm Tony K and Cunningham. We're here for you.
If your name hasn't been read out this week, do not fear, because we are getting through all the jobs. We're looking forward to giving people some promotions, giving some people some new jobs for Christmas. Christmas jobs are very, very soon, aren't they? Speaking of very, very soon, the mass Zoom. And the big news is we've set a date, haven't we, boys?
We have. But only we know it.
Only we know it.
My favourite kind of
date. We know the date. Are you excited for that one?
Well, yeah. Yep. I mean, it could be tonight.
It could be.
It could be. We won't be told. We'll suddenly be on a mass Zoom.
And if you want in on all of this Patreon content, simply go on to www.patreon.com/onthesofa to sign up. We're back next week. It's my choice next week.
Ooh, watch out. Ooh.
I know.
It's Gavin and Stacey. Series 2.
It's not. I'm going to go against the grain, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to do the classic and pick something I've not seen.
Ah.
I quite fancy watching the new Fincher film on Netflix. It's got interesting reviews.
Mm.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. Jack, have you seen it?
I haven't yet.
I'm judging from Ben's reaction that he might have.
I've seen it.
So we'll be back here next Thursday where we're talking all things The Killer. Until then, have a nice week. We'll see you on Monday for our bite-sized episode. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.